You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM. Cotton, Eureka, Arcata, and Transitor K282AD and Ferndale, and streaming to the world over at KHUM.com. I happen to have three really wonderful students from Nova Coast Montessori in here. I have Kaylee and Evelyn, who are both 8th graders, and also Vincent, who happens to be a 7th grader. And the 8th, it's only the 8th graders who end up taking the Model UN trip?
Yes,
it yeah. is. You want to tell me a little bit about the Model UN?
So it's in New York, and the 8th graders go every year. And we have a country that we represent, and then we focus on certain topics from that country's perspective. This year, our country was Ethiopia, and we researched topics such as reducing the risk of natural disasters and effects of atomic radiation.
And so you learn a lot doing
Yes,
that.
We learn a lot. And then we build a resolution in the committee rooms and bring solutions from all over the world, from delegates who have come from China and Mexico and places everywhere. So,
okay, and to fundraise for this event, you're having the annual Trivia Follies. I remember I went last year, and it was great. And Kim Burgell from the Eureka City Council ended up being the MC. Is she going to do that again this year?
Yes, I believe she is.
Oh, yeah, she's wonderful. I remember I found out that Warren's Cherry Pie was her favorite song ever at that thing. It was really fabulous. But so you want to give me the down low on the Trivia Follies and how that's going to work and that sort of thing?
Well, as you said, Trivia Follies is an event to fundraise for the trip. It's hosted on March 31st. A full table is a team of 8. And you can come with, like, a pre-made team or solo, and you'll be seated with other people.
And you're going to have some food there, too.
Yeah, we have, there will be beer and wine and also sparkling cider, and we will also be selling pizza and microeconomy goods.
And all the proceeds going to Rebel Coast Montessori.
Yes, Rebel Coast Montessori and the trip that the 8th graders are taking.
And you will also have little tables up that show some of the things you made in school?
Yes.
Okay, like what?
It's called microeconomy, and we sell soaps, candles, we have cloth napkins, we have light chains, and we have recently added jewelry and succulents.
Oh, cool. That'll be really neat. Why do you call it microeconomy?
Because we are a small group that creates goods for the open community.
Okay, sweet.
We're a business where we manage our business and sell products and manage it and buy stuff. So.
And is that only, are these products only available at the Trivia Follies or?
No, we do Arts Alives and Arts Arcata, where when we are, there are groups that sing and there are also groups that sell. The singing, we sing songs that we have all requested and we always practice them or pretty much always practice them, as well as while we're there we will sell all the as many goods as possible, and we help like giving out goods.
Okay, and people don't have to come with 8 different people for a table. They don't have their teams formed. They can just come and just hang out and answer trivia, right?
Yeah, if you do come by yourself, you'll be seated with other people to make a full team. And you collaborate with your team to answer the questions.
Okay, and it was really fun whenever I went last year. I remember you get to hurry, scurry down, and write down your questions. It's kind of like going to a trivia night anywhere else within the county, except for this supports a good cause. Plus, it has a really fun and inviting atmosphere, which is super neat. Yeah, so you will have some trivia questions. And so if anyone wants to answer any of these trivia questions, if you happen to know one, 786-KHUM, then it's 707-786-5486. And you'll end up winning some tickets to go and check this out on Saturday night and also support the Rebel Coast Montessori students. Are you all ready?
What was the largest grossing concert tour in the 1990s?
Okay, so if anyone knows that, 786-KHUM, that is 707-786-5486. You'll win some tickets to go check out the Trivia Follies event on Saturday. You want to say it one more time and maybe give some a multiple choice answer? What was the highest grossing concert? Of
what
the
was 90s? The largest grossing concert tour in the 1990s? Pink Floyd, The Rolling Stones, The Police.
Okay, so people have three to choose from. What was the largest grossing concert of the 1990s? Pink Floyd, Rolling Stones, and you said The Who?
No, The Police.
The Police. 786 KHUM, that is 707-786-5486. The first person with the correct answer wins some tickets to go on out on Saturday, which it should be positively amazing. I'm surprised people aren't quite calling in for it quite yet. We'll give them a little bit longer. You want to go ahead and do a couple other fun things while they're possibly thinking about it or looking it up? You can go ahead.
What are the names of two actors whose characters get stuck traveling together in the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Oh, gosh, I don't know that answer. What is it?
Steve Martin and John Candy.
Oh, Steve Martin was in that movie, wasn't he?
In the Star Wars series, who was the mentor to the Emperor?
Who was it?
It was Darth Plagueis? Plagueis? I don't know how to pronounce his name.
We have somebody on the phone, and I think they're going to answer the first question. Kayham, you're on the air. Are you there? Oh, I guess not. Here we go. Kayham, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what was the highest grossing concert of the 1990s?
I don't know. I'm going to guess. This took way too long for anybody to call in here.
So, I know, right? It should be easy, huh?
I don't know. I'm going to guess the Rolling Stones because they're awesome.
Is that correct?
I didn't quite hear.
You said the Rolling Stones.
Yes, that is correct. The Rolling Stones Voodoo Lounge Tour.
You are correct. Woohoo! So you have tickets to go check out Trivia Follies on Saturday. What's your name?
Daniel.
Daniel, sweet. Daniel, can you hang on the phone for a second for me?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sweet. He sounds pretty excited about it. So right on. I don't want to keep him on hold for too long, so you want to just reveal a few other trivia questions from last year, and then we'll kind of...
Which character from the movie Bambi said, "Watch what I can do. Come on, it's all right. Look, the water's stiff."
That Thumper?
Yes, yeah. It is.
I think that's the one that I got right last year. Okay, and the big finale one?
For a student from the North Carolina Agricultural and Technological College performed the first sit-in at a segregated lunch counter. These four boys became later known as the Blank Four.
I know this in the back of my brain, but it's not coming. What's the answer?
Greensboro. Or Borough?
Greensboro.
Greensboro. Okay.
Okay, awesome. Thanks so much for coming in. And everybody, these are all students, Kaylee, Vincent, and Evelyn, from Redwood Coast Montessori. And on Saturday, you should go on out and check out Trivia Follies. It's going on over the D Street Neighborhood Center.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to go ahead and put on another tune. You all said that you wanted to hear, we were doing the Love Set earlier, and the first song that you suggested, well, after Hedwig and the Angry Itch, was Tainted Love. You want to tell me why? No?
Last year, one of our teachers turned 50 years old, and for her birthday, we blew up 50 balloons, and we played Tainted Love and a movie.
That sounds like it's really fun. What movie did you watch?
We made a movie about why we love her as a teacher.
She must have cried. So wonderful. So here's Soft Cell in honor of that. You're listening to KHUM.